Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. We have a quick hit from Nashville, night one. I'm super excited because we're talking to my friend and colleague, Kate, who got to see her first fish show last night, and it was an exciting one with a lot to talk about. So, Kate, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Jonathan, were you excited about last night's show?
Was I? Well, you know, I'm a kind of a Grateful Dead fan, too, so I was home following along. I heard about soundcheck and I was like, oh, well, Bobby will come out for Walking Blues or something. And well, it was a lot more than that. So I was pretty excited. But let's talk to Kate and hear about her experience at her first fish show. Everybody knows I liked it.
Yeah. Kate, so tell us a little bit. I mean, it's great to have this perspective. Jonathan's a wise man, which means that he's older than us. And he's seen both a lot of both bands and has a great perspective. And last night was your first fish show ever. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the pre-show scene. What were your kind of, expectations, and then what was it like kind of going into the venue and all that?
Yeah, I guess I didn't really have any expectations, although there's not like a parking lot at the amphitheater. So we didn't really do the lot scene thing. So we just kind of got there and went right into the venue, which my initial impression was that it was a lot smaller than I had anticipated. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there was really like a place that would have been a bad spot, for the show. So we got a really good lawn spot and had a really good view and had a lot of space to kind of chill and spread out before the show started. So that was cool.
I guess the venue, it looks like the skyline is in the background. It looks like a really awesome, really awesome venue. Jonathan, have you been there?
I haven't, but I do recall that when they were there last summer, the Vic who was on? We got some good feedback, I think, from him, and also, of course, our friend Justin, who is, you know, in Nashville. They've raved about, in fact, almost everybody I've heard from has raved about that venue. It's nice and small. It's located downtown. Good view of the band, a good view of the city. It sounds terrific, and I almost went this year.
How about the first set and just sort of your impressions with hearing the band? I know you've been catching up a lot recently, listening to shows and listening to albums. And was it what you expected? What stood up to you?
Yeah, the first set I thought was really awesome. They played a lot of stuff that I knew, which was cool. And a lot of the new stuff. I really liked their live version of Tide Turns. I really liked how they had adapted it from the studio version. Some of the older stuff was cool to hear as well. And I thought the energy was just like really upbeat. And I think towards the end of the first set, everybody kept thinking that they were done and that was the last song. And then they just kept going, which was really cool. So people were getting like really excited and really into it.
Yeah, we call that the 3.0 fake out. They have been doing this thing ever since they came back, playing what sounds like a set closer, and then just, well, then we'll play another. So they did, yeah, they gave a couple of those. It's always fun.
Yeah, and the 2001 closer is only the second time they've ever closed the first set with it. Last time was 2003, so that's pretty cool. I definitely would not have expected that. And Kate, you mentioned before, second set, the opener, Julius, is your favorite that you've, of the fish you've sort of heard so far. That must have set up the set nicely for you.
Yeah, I was really excited for the second set when that was the opener. That's one of my favorite fish songs. And I've actually never listened to a live version, so that was
nice.
Cool, too, to hear them do it live.
They do a lot of them live. That's great. This is awesome. So, all right, so now they played a couple other songs, Fuego and My Friend, and then Bob Weir came out, which, Kate, what was your, I know you guys had, we were texting before the show, and it seemed like everyone was sort of expecting that he would sit in, but what was that experience like?
It didn't seem like anyone around us was, like, too surprised by it. So I think that word had kind of gotten out. I think people had heard him sound checking with the band beforehand. But it was pretty cool. People were really excited for him to come out and join the band. And I really liked the version of Twist that they did together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a Grateful Dead fan. I don't know a lot about the Grateful Dead. So I know. So I
it's
know
okay.
that it was very cool and like he's very like a legend. But for me personally, I was just like, oh, okay, this is cool. But I know everyone was really pumped about it.
Yeah, yeah. And as Jonathan said to me before this, you'll get your full fish show tonight without. I know it does. It does. I think Mike said before, Jonathan, right, that like having a sit-in does kind of interrupt the flow of a show. And I think if in almost any other situation, it would have been like a little bit of a letdown to have a sit-in. But this was an exception. Jonathan, what's your take?
Mostly sit-ins do break up the set. They break up the flow. And I'm sure an argument could be made for this. In fact, I think, Kate, you make a fair one. As somebody who's not a Grateful Dead fan, it's not, you know, you're not overexcited by this happening. But I do think that it still flows pretty well when you listen to it. Obviously I wasn't there, but this is one of the better sit-ins. And I think that shows in how long they kept Bobby out there and the material that they went into. I think they were very into it.
Yeah. And I think, it's cool that they ended on a longer jam, like playing in the band, so it wasn't just like, you know, like you said, playing a couple short songs or a couple short sit-ins and then finishing it off on their own. And then the encore, which is like a shared cover for both the Dead and Fish, is so. Kate, what were kind of your big takeaways after the show, and what's the kind of Nashville scene like? Actually, sorry, it would be incredibly wrong of us to not talk about the Miss You, Bobby, on vocals. Yes. I've listened to it like 7 times this morning and may or may not have been very emotionally impacted by it. But maybe it should just be a Bob Weir song from now on. What did you think, Kate? You hadn't obviously heard them play it before live and have only heard it on the album, right? So was that something that you were... what'd you guys think of it?
Yeah, so we were talking about that this morning, and actually I went back and listened to it again, and it was kind of different than it was live. I don't know if it was just that we were a little bit far away and the speakers were just not as great, but I didn't love it last night, but re-listening to it today, I liked it a lot more. So cool. Maybe it's also partly that I'm not a Dead fan, I'm not used to his sort of singing style, which over the speakers last night sounded a lot more like grumbling than actual singing. So
right on. I think that's totally fair.
Definitely fair.
Jonathan, tell us your perspective.
Well, I'm an admitted fan of Miss You, and I've thought all along that, and I think I know you, RJ, kind of agree with me that it's a great song, and I've kind of felt like a lot of fans were missing the boat on it, and that's fine. It's going to happen. They don't all have to agree with me, but I think I have seen, and I'm very pleased to have seen, that people responded well to Bobby singing it, and those who haven't are really probably weren't going to respond too well to Bobby singing anything. I think it actually says a lot about the song that, you know, Bob Weir comes and he's singing this Trey song. I think that, I mean, because frankly, anything that Bob Weir wants to play, if he's backstage and he's going to come out with Fish, anything he suggests, they're going to do. If he says, let's play Phil Collins Against All Odds, they're going to do it. And by the way, that would be amazing.
Yeah, they should totally do that. So I think you're right, and maybe it should just be a Bob Weir song, or at least, I mean, he has such range, and his gravelly voice is just, I don't know, the range of his voice is just so much broader, I guess, than Trey's. That's the way I think about it anyway. And I'm a Bobby fan over anything in the Dead. And I think I'm in the minority there, but I thought it was really beautiful. Kate, when you guys left, like, did you go downtown and hang out? Isn't the amphitheater's right down there? What's the scene sort of like?
Yeah, it is right down there, in the middle of everything. We kind of walked a little ways to like the main stretch of Broadway where all the bars and live music venues and stuff are. And there was a ton of people out because there was the show, obviously, and then there was also, I guess, a hockey game going on. So it was pretty crowded. Actually, traffic getting down there was pretty terrible. So we didn't really hang out too long after that. We were pretty tired. There's definitely like a cool scene that was really short walk from the amphitheater, so that was cool.
Nice. Leave it all on the lawn, as it were. That's the way to do it.
Well, yep. Plus there's tonight. You know, you yeah, gotta save yourself a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. Man, you can't, you gotta really like, well, at least if you're me and probably Jonathan, maybe not you, Kate, you really gotta like, you gotta save your energy for when it counts, you know? So, well, Kate, thank you for joining us. I'm really excited that you got to see that show, and tonight's gonna be amazing. The energy, I think that I'm sure the band got a little spark of energy from that last night, and I'm sure tonight will be incredible. So hope you have a great show.
Yeah. Enjoy number two.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm excited.
Awesome. So we'll play, maybe we'll play a little bit of the Julius and then a little bit of the Miss You, on our way out. And, we'll see everyone back here tomorrow for a quick discussion of Nashville night two. So keep on rocking.
Live! name and I miss you. In the faces of the people I see on the street.